I would say something and then you would, but hey, let's just do it together. And even if it's not so smooth, we'll make it work, won't we? Praise God. Together then. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody all my being. Awake, O harp and lyre, I awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your steadfast love is great above the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Amen. It's quite a nice day today, actually, isn't it? I looked outside. At first I thought it was going to be a bit grey, so I thought I'd put my dark leather jacket on. I haven't worn this for ages, but the sun's come out, hasn't it? And yeah, God's glory is always there, you know, and we just need to open our eyes, don't we? And today it's more obvious than other days, perhaps, with that lovely blue sky. But let us rise and sing if you can, and we'll worship our God with our first song, Praise is Rising. I should have said there were two songs, shouldn't I? I'll tell you what, actually, we'll leave it there and we'll come back to this song later. Is that okay? Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice hymn. There you go. Right, has anybody heard of the Bernoulli effect, of the Bernoulli principle? Yeah, yeah, it's kind of maybe from school, or maybe if you've been involved with aircraft, actually. It's a principle how aircraft fly. And over the years, I mean, I've been a teacher for years and I've demonstrated this, but it was only recently when I'm not doing so much in-class teaching, I do tuition more now, that I discovered this really good demonstration. Okay, so you can see a ball there, and you see, I don't know if you can see that device. Can anyone guess what that device is? It's a hairdryer, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So I've got one of these modern ones, because there's all these health and safety things where, you know, with plugging in wires and stuff. So I've got a battery-powered hairdryer. It's not as powerful, but it still kind of works, hence the attachment. Normally, with a powerful one, you don't need that, which is a bottle just cut. But we're going to have a look at the Bernoulli effect. And I've got a ping pong ball here. Let's see if it be. It's always good to do things. Look, let's bounce this and see. And let's see if the preacher can catch it today. Here you go. They just. Only just. Okay. Right, the Bernoulli principle. Okay, here we go. So, on. Oh, there we go. And you can see that the ping pong ball is happily-ish staying in the middle. Can you see that? But if I even do it to a side, this is what really amazes me. If you do it to a side, it stays there as well. That looks really strange, doesn't it? Look at that. So that is the Bernoulli principle, or the Bernoulli effect. And can I catch it if I turn it off? Here we go. Whoa, no. makes it more fun. But yeah, so did everybody get a good look at that? Did everyone see? Yeah, okay, brilliant. Do you know, at first, I actually did this a while ago, and I forgot that it's got two settings, so I put it on the end setting, and it like wasn't working. I pressed it too far, and I was going, why is it not working? But we got it working today. So I'm sure that was partly to do with you guys. So well done. So the Bernoulli effect. So why are we looking at the Bernoulli effect this morning? Or thinking about it? Well, if you think about what happened there, you had the ping pong ball, yeah? And it was going up and down. And it was staying in the right place, wasn't it? Yeah? The message later on is going to be, well, actually, the whole message of the whole service, and many services are about God moving in our lives, yeah? And particularly the Holy Spirit today. And it's a little bit like that with a Christian's life as well. And there's a lot of analogies, there's a lot of similarities between what was happening to the ping pong ball and what can happen with a Christian. If we put ourselves in the right place before God, if we allow the Holy Spirit to flow in our life, one, he keeps us in the right place, but two, he also supports us, yeah? Notice how the ball was happily staying there. Okay, it was wobbling a bit as I went up and down for effect, but it was safe, wasn't it? Yeah, it was there, it was kept. And that's what God does with us as well. So just a bit of an encouragement as well as anything else this morning for all of us, and we all need that, don't we? Yeah, God's presence empowering us, supporting us, keeping us in the right place. Praise God for that. So now just thinking, how can I do with this song? Because we're going to have a little prayer in a moment, but we're also going to do that song that we missed as well. Okay, let's go back now to the song that we were going to have. Yeah, so if you want to stand, we can sing this next song, and then we're going to have a time of open praise where we just worship God for his goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Including his support and his guidance and his love in our lives. Amen?
Amen. Let's just give me a second and we'll get back to first song.
This is where I should have had Seth doing this at this point.
Yeah, Seth's nodding. That's good.
Smiling as well, which is good. Oh Lord my God, if we stand and we can worship God. So let's just have a time of prayer now. If you'd like to lift up a prayer of thanks for God or something you've seen or something within your heart, just thanking God, praising God for who he is. And we're going to do prayers of intercession after that. So if we just now just focus on the goodness of God in our lives and thanking him. Could be a simple prayer, could be longer. We're in the house of God, we can relax before our Father.
Thank you, Father God, that you are a God of grace, you're a God of love, and as we come to worship you, you accept us just as we are.
Remain in the attitude of prayer and can have a time of intercession now where we're going to bring before God some things that are on our hearts and minds as well. It's interactive prayer, so if I will say the words God of all love and power, then together we will say, hear our prayer. Yeah. Okay, let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we can be here today. Already, Lord, we've thanked you for your goodness in our lives, how you support and guide us, and how the beauty of creation reflects your goodness, or part of it does, Lord, in an imperfect way, reflects your perfectness and your goodness. And we thank you for that. Lord, now we bring before you. First of all, Lord, we thank you that you have the whole world in your hands. And we bring before you, in general, Lord, your people around the world who sometimes are in difficult situations, who need your help. Help them to be good witnesses, Lord, in the situations they find themselves in. And Lord, included in that is where there is war, where there is hurt, where there is conflict. Lord, we think of Ukraine and the Middle East, the Holy Lands at the moment, but around the world, Lord, too many situations to mention. But Lord, you know them, and we just lift them up to you at this time. And we say, Lord, raise up good leaders, provide your people to be a light and to help in these situations. God of all love and power, hear our prayer. Lord, we think closer to home. We thank you for the witness of the church here. And Lord, we would pray that you would continue to guide the leaders of the church and each and every one of us, Lord, whether we live close by or not, the connectedness is there. And Lord, you can move among your people and through your people into all the situations around. And we pray that you would. So bless the ministry of this church, Lord, both individual and together. And we heard of lots of things that are going on, Lord. And we just pray your blessing on these events. It's such a blessing, Lord, when in the Bible it says you give life to the full, you know? We thank you for that fullness, for that family, for that goodness. God of all love and power, hear our prayer. Lord, individually as well, we thank you for the work in our lives. We thank you that you are with us in the good times and the difficult times. We thank you, Lord, that you forgive us when we go wrong, and you inspire us and lead us forward, Lord, always. Help us to have ears to hear and a heart to respond. Now we're just going to bring before you, Lord, some situations that we, in our hearts, that we want you to really get involved with, Lord. Now you know all things, so we'll just lift up a name of a situation. Perhaps it could be a country, it could be a person, it could be for you as well. It could be spoken, and you can do this silently as well. So let us just have a time now where feel free to lift up some of these concerns, but just a simple name or a silent thought, because our God knows all things. Amen. Okay, let us have a time. Martin. Young people starting school again, or college. Lord, we thank you that you hear all of our prayers, spoken and silent. And we thank you for Jesus. God of all love and power, hear our prayer. Amen. Rain in me. I was driving here this morning, and you have a message all prepared, and you've got the PowerPoint prepared. Pretty well. And I was thinking, you know what? It's about God moving in our lives. You know, the message will be about walking with God. And one of the key parts to that is moving in God's will. Yeah? Allowing God to reign in us. That's where the blessing is. So this next song, if you can, just rise and sing, "Reign in me, Sovereign Lord, reign in me." A blessing to receive and a blessing to share. Amen.
Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Sovereign
we have our reading. Thank you.
Our reading is taken from John chapter 14, verses 12 to 20. I am telling you the truth. Whoever believes in me will do what I do. Yes, he will do even greater things, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will obey my commands. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, who will stay with you forever. He is the Spirit who reveals the truth about God. The world cannot receive him because it cannot see him or know him. But you know him because he remains with you and is in you. When I go, you will not be left all alone. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will see me no more, but you will see me, and because I live, you also will live. When that day comes, you will know that I am in my Father and that you are in me, just as I am in you.
Thank you. So the message there from that reading, thank you. Wonderful, powerful words there from John. Walking with God. I suppose that kind of encapsulates the reading, really. There is so much in that reading, but if you're going to give it a title, I thought, Walking with God. And that's what this message is about this morning. The Bible is clear that when we become Christians, you know, God is with us by his Spirit. All of us receive God's Spirit when we become Christians. In fact, it's not possible to become a Christian without God's Spirit moving, whether that's leading you to read a piece of Scripture that helps you to make that decision, or whether it's just inspiration itself. But the Holy Spirit is there and comes into a believer's life. That's you and me if we've followed Christ. After becoming a Christian and accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior, this cooperation with the Holy Spirit continues. Jesus, in our reading this morning, said that I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate, okay? Or parakletion. Perhaps the best translation is, there's various translations for that. So it's always difficult when you translate from one language to another to get exact meanings. It could also be encourager as well. We have an encouraging God. Hallelujah. To help you and to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. Wow. So this advocate or helper is none other than the Holy Spirit, who is the third person of the Holy Trinity. God, completely God, but identifiable as a person, just as Jesus and the Father are. We often think of the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, there is power. But there's also personality as well. And Now this is not just academic. It has a real world impact. Consider this. By God's Holy Spirit, God is with us. Not just as a story, you know, or something the preacher's saying, God's Holy Spirit is with us. Each and every one of us, if we believe in Christ, have the Holy Spirit residing with us right now. Yeah? That can be comforting and awe-inspiring at the same time. Yeah? I think a person who is loving God and wants God to move in their life is grateful that God knows them. Yeah? Knows their strengths, knows their knows their weaknesses. But we know that God is good, don't we? Yeah, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But you know, God is it's an amazing thing if you consider it. This is the God who is the only entity in time and space that has never had a creator. No. No time when God never existed. No time when he didn't think. When I say he, you know, we call God Father, and quite rightly. But actually, there is an otherness to God as well. Theologians call it an otherness. There's something different, the creator and the created. And in fact, to call it in the normal sense, male and female, it's not quite true. God is beyond gender, really, but the Bible encourages us to look at God like a father, which is correct and good. But God, there is an otherness. There is a differentness to God. Amazing, really. Just think about it. You just think about the Old Testament, and the Hebrews were escaping from Egypt, and God gave Moses the job to speak to Israel on God's behalf, and then he was going to go to Pharaoh. And he said, well, what am I going to tell these people? You know, how are they going to know that it's really you that's sending me? And he said, tell them I am who I am sent you. Or it can be translated, I will be who I will be. But it's that kind of idea. And that has the idea of otherness as well. God, in a true sense, is indescribable. Yeah? Because as finite beings, as what we are, how can we fully comprehend the infinite? Now, thank be to God. We know God's personal name, Jehovah or Yahweh. And we've got the connection to Jesus as well, yeah? Which is a brilliant thing, isn't it? And actually, you know what? It really is amazing. And the fact that the Holy Spirit resides with us and makes himself known, and the reality of Jesus and Jesus's life helps us to understand God. Yeah. And God has given the ability for us to understand him. Not all of him, because all of God is indescribable, but enough. God knows what we need. He sent Jesus and he sent his Holy Spirit into our hearts. Amazing. Amazing. You know that God is with us. He's only a breath away. Yeah. The undefinable, all-powerful, omnipotent God is with us and sticks with us, even when we muck up. Yeah. Have you mucked up in the last week? Most of us do, don't we? Most of us do before we get up even. You know, bad thought, or maybe not such a good thought, or you stub your toe, or you're driving somewhere and you get a bit annoyed. We'll come to that later. Yeah? Happens, doesn't it? But God is with us, and praise God, because he knows and he understands us. Even though he is amazing and beyond, really, he is intimate and understandable at the same time. Only God can do that. And only God can understand fully, probably, how he manages that. So, as far as the flow of the Spirit of our lives are concerned, we still wrestle with our earthly side, like I said. Yet, we can be overcomers, and the Holy Spirit helps us to overcome our weaknesses and to live a holy and sanctified life. But we slip from time to time, like I just mentioned. Sometimes this slip becomes even more as well, and may even become a stronghold in a negative way. Something, maybe a habit, maybe a certain way of responding to situations that isn't good. Yeah? It can become a bit entrenched. I find it amazing, actually, how easy it is that we, as Christians, yeah, can isolate parts of our lives and say, yeah, I'm following God, I'm reading the Bible, but then there's this little area that we seem to cordon off and think, well, God won't mind too much, it's just that area. Yeah? Happens a lot, actually. A lot. Yeah. So, you know, that secret vice or sin that no one else sees. As far as the flow of the Spirit of our lives is concerned, though, remember we've got the Holy Spirit with us. These things are like blockages. You can visualize the Holy Spirit as like a flowing of water. The Bible often talks about the Holy Spirit as like water flowing. And these things and attitudes and habits can act as blockages. The Holy Spirit is still there within us, yeah? The Holy Spirit hasn't left us. God is faithful. He sticks with us. He's with us for the long term. He knows where we're going, and he sees good in us, and he stays with us, right? But we can hinder his flow in our lives by these little things that can become blockages. Earlier we heard about how God's Holy Spirit is with us, but there is a proviso about God's Spirit moving in our lives. If you love me and keep my commands, we heard. Now, if you feel the Spirit isn't moving strongly in your life, perhaps there are some blockages that need freeing up. What does God want to do? He wants to blow through all those dusty, forgotten, and blocked up areas of your life with that empowering, transforming Holy Spirit. What to do then? Well, this goes for everybody, perhaps, and I'd just like to recommend something. And from time to time, you could do a spiritual audit of your life, because sometimes you can get into a way of doing things that isn't helpful, and you don't realise as well. So as well as known sins, you can have things that are unknown, and you just forget about it, yeah? So do a bit of a spiritual audit. And like the psalmist says, see if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. And again, in another psalm, it says, David again, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Now, God said about David, does anyone know what God said about David in a good sense? He said he was a man after his own heart, yeah? But David also knew sin, didn't he? Yeah? He also went wrong in numerous times, maybe twice at least, I can think, very, very badly. But he always came back to God, and God welcomed him back as well, because he had an honest and open heart before God. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Now, you may well be identifying with some of all that I've said here. You may well say to me, well, Dean, is there anything else I can actively do to see more of that life of victory that pleases God? Yeah. And I say, never underestimate the power and importance of an active desire or thirst for God in your life. Powerful. I'm not talking about a warm, fuzzy feeling, you know, once a month at church. Oh, that was really good. Yeah, it's good. Good as it is. Hopefully it happens each week. It can do. But, you know, even if it's once a month. But a growing and persisting desire to see God's Holy Spirit move in power. Yeah. Earlier in John's Gospel, see if this comes up. Here we go. Yeah. Earlier in John's Gospel, when Jesus talked with the Samaritan woman at the well from the same Gospel, just earlier from our reading, there is probably one of the most amazing stories in the Bible for showing us how God views and helps people get in the right place to walk with him spiritually. It's no fluke that it focuses on the Holy Spirit through the metaphor of water, not the wind like we used earlier, but here, water. You can never fully describe the Holy Spirit, undescribable again, but these help us to see a picture of the Holy Spirit. If you knew, so Jesus tells the woman drawing water from the well, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, and you would have asked him, he would have given you living water, meaning the Holy Spirit. Time and time again, the Holy Spirit power is needed or offered. There is a need to desire it or to actively make yourself available to receive it. We see this time and time again in the Bible. For example, on the day of Pentecost, his followers, his disciples, were obeying Christ. They were there waiting for the Holy Spirit. Yeah? They were desiring that as well. They were responding to that. And, waiting for the desired, the promised Holy Spirit. For Paul, too, when writing about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, shows the importance of wanting or desiring spiritual things. When he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, eagerly, what does he say? Eagerly desire the greater gifts. Yeah? We have a God who wants to give good gifts to his children. That's you and me. But his children have to be open to receive them. Are we open this morning? Yeah. Of course, as well as desiring to live and move in response to God's Spirit direction and power in your life, there is the related aspect of learning how to listen to God as well. Yeah? And then respond to the at times quiet promptings of the Holy Spirit. That was quite noisy, the hairdryer. Yeah? Flames are quite dramatic as well. That's another metaphor that we can use for God. But you know, sometimes God speaks quietly, and sometimes God is really in the quietness, the whisper. And we need to do that. We need to learn how to listen to God's promptings. Remember, he lives within us. Yeah. Now, some of you may well remember the Christian musician Keith Green. We've got a Keith ourselves in the church. But does anybody remember Keith Green? Okay. Well, the album cover there, No Compromise. I think his daughter, Melody Green, is not his daughter, his wife, Melody Green. What's that Christian song? As the Deer Pants for Water, is it? Or something like that. She wrote some really nice songs. And Keith Green wrote some brilliant songs as well. Check them out. Kind of Christian folk songs, really. And one of his best albums is this No Compromise album. And have you noticed how much faithfulness to God and his ways comes up in the Bible? Think about the Old Testament, particularly, perhaps, as well. Think of the old heroes of faith, yeah? You know, they stuck to the Bible, didn't they? Yeah? They didn't go the world's way. They often swam the other direction. I think there's a Christian clothes company that has like a fish that's like a black fish, and all the other fish are like white and they're traveling one way, and then there's this fish traveling the other way. Yeah? God sometimes calls us to be different from the society around us. Yeah? In fact, can be quite often God calls us to do that. Not in everything. There's some good things around, but there's a lot of things that aren't always helpful. And God does call us to be those that show no compromise at times. So if we really love God, we should not be ashamed to be his distinctive people. Do not follow society. Follow God. And God will bless you, I think, particularly in these days, yeah? And I do, I speak to you from the heart here. And, you know, we're free to speak at the moment, aren't we? We're living in interesting times, believe me. I believe that's from God. You know, we really. And we live in difficult times, really, and there's a lot of pressure on us to conform to things around, from friends and family as well. And how we are matters. Now, God calls us to be distinctive people, sometimes not to go along with things. But at the same time, I'd like to add this as well. God calls us always to respect other people and other people's views, particularly if they're not Christians. Yeah? So sometimes God calls us to be different and make a stand. He calls us to do it in a gentle and a respectful way. He still calls us to be distinctive, but he says, you know, think about it. You know, God's a gentleman. Yes, he's powerful. He could create a new world. He can do whatever he wants. But he's patient with us, isn't he? And he's gentle as well. So that's what God calls us to do as his witnesses on earth. Be distinctive, make a difference, be strong, but at the same time, do it with kindness and consideration. Keep humility as well. There you go, keeping on the topic of how we do things. The Good News Bible in Galatians lists humility as a fruit of the Spirit. Yeah. I think it's one of the only translations that actually lists it as that. But I think in essence it is, isn't it? Talk about kindness and all these things, and it fits right in there. Humility. Yeah. So, have you ever got angry at others? Have you ever got angry? Yes, of course we do, don't we? We get angry at ourselves at times. We get angry at situations. Has anybody ever been like doing some woodwork or something and you bang your finger, and because your wife has passed you the hammer, you kind of glare at her and you think it's her fault? I know it's strange, it's just me probably. And I'm thinking, why am I looking at my wife and thinking that it's her fault? But anyway, we do actually get angry, don't we? Even when it's our own fault. One of the examples is driving, you know, to work. Yeah. Just a while ago, I think I was a bit pressured. There was a bit of pressure on at work, so I was a bit more sensitive than normal. But, you know, somebody was cutting me up or driving slowly or a bit sillily. Sillily, that's a new word. And honestly, I was thinking, what words will come out of my mouth? I mean, it's all quiet in the car. There was no one there. I was thinking, oh, what on earth? You know? And it happens, doesn't it? It does. Shouldn't, but it does. And but when you think about it, it's serious stuff, actually. It's quite serious. Now, don't worry. God's with us, and he's patient, and he's working on us. We're a work in progress. But just think about this a little bit here. Let's see if we can find this bit. Yeah. When the red mist arises, what's happening is nothing except an arrogant lifting up of self. Really, isn't it? It's like, I'm more important. You're not. That's what it is. Essentially, the core of that emotion. And that's quite serious. You know, that actually isn't a small thing. Remember, it was Satan's deluded self-righteous arrogance that caused him to rebel. Yeah? Yeah. Against God, don't delude yourself. The true way to a real walk of power and victory in your Christian life comes by keeping on the right side of humility. Humility is like a cure for that. Yeah? Develop that. Work on it. Yeah? I think we all can do with that. Humility before God is the cure to fleshy, arrogant side to our nature. Cultivate that quiet side, a side that seeks not my will but yours, Lord. So I'd just like to encourage you on that. And finally, we come to the main point here. In our continuing Christian walk, there's always a danger of falling back, like we just noticed, yeah? Into our old ways, or losing sight of the blessings that a closer walk with God can bring. Perhaps we become a bit nonchalant, a bit kind of complacent. We get used to it. We forget how thrilling it was to know that there was a walk in the Spirit with God, moment by moment, as you're walking down the street and your life is changing, perhaps. Remember the Garden of Eden, yeah? God walked side by side with Adam and Eve, yeah? And the connection was real,
and the connection was personal. But in their complacency and weakness, they allowed sin to come in, didn't they? And that closeness was broken. You know? So even when you're close to God, things can go awry. To develop a closer walk with God, we need to actively stay filled with the Holy Spirit. Going back to the story of the Samaritan woman, it is interesting that when Jesus was comparing the Holy Spirit to water, he says that there is a spring of water that will well up to eternal life, talking about inside the Samaritan woman. Yeah? Wow. The language and picture in our mind creates that this is an infilling that is ongoing as well. Yeah? So the words of the Bible and the picture, it's saying it's not just one infilling, it's a continual infilling. And what I'd like to encourage you with today is to encourage you on this idea, well, not just an idea, this way of living. Always want more. I don't mean that in a selfish way. Like I said before when I was driving here, it's about more of God in us. We want to live a life of victory, but we want to live a life God-centered, God-focused, and that will be victorious in our hearts and in our lives. It doesn't mean we're always going to win. It doesn't mean we're going to be the top dog all the time. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about living a victorious life in following God, in being able to walk away from situations and think, God's Spirit helped me there. I walked in the right way. I walked in power because it was the right way. And that is powerful. Yeah. There is a living fountain of goodness, a divine power that's available to a believer every second of our lives. Are you thirsty this morning? Actually, I am a bit thirsty. And I could carry on talking, or I can have a drink. And as the day goes on, I'll have another drink, satisfying that thirst. Because we're leaky vessels, you and I. God's Spirit is always within us. It's not a perfect analogy, I know. But there is a truth to that. In Pentecostal circles, they're very much into that. Yeah, we are leaky vessels. We need to keep being topped up. Yeah, the theology doesn't always work perfectly, but the idea is correct. Always be open to God. Always allow God. You know that flowing through the channels? Allowing Him to flow? That's what it's about. And if I can encourage you with that this morning, I'll be really pleased. I always encourage myself at the same time. You know, there's a strange type of mathematics involved in this as well. It was Jesus Himself who said that those who have more will be given more. That's that idea of more, Lord, isn't that? But it's not selfish more. It's a more to be in line with God's will, because that's where the blessing is. Not just for you, but for the world around you. So this more, yeah, we want more, Lord, more, Lord. It's kind of a greedy more, but it's not a selfish more. It's we want more of you, we want more of your goodness, we want to spread more of that around, we want to make a difference. We do, don't we? We don't always do it perfectly. We know our own limitations. But that's where the blessing is. And God's power is unlimited. I just want to encourage you on that. So, as we go forward, as individuals, as a group of believers, supporting and encouraging each other, know this. We need to be led and empowered by God's Holy Spirit. The opposite of that is a life governed by our fleshy side. Yeah, that is a theological term, actually. So as we walk in the Spirit's power, we will see blessings in our life, big and small. And, you know, just this last Friday, I was coming home from Denmark on an aircraft, and I was visiting my sister and her husband. Sarah was with her mum, so I was travelling alone. And I think it's always interesting when you travel alone. Has anybody else travelled alone ever? Yeah, it's a very interesting experience because it opens you up, because you're actually more dependent on others,
particularly if you don't understand the language and you don't know what to do and you need people's advice and help. And also it helps you to be receptive and to be aware of others around you, maybe if they need help or what their situation is. So it's an interesting time travelling alone. And just this Friday, I was sat next to this lady on the plane, and she was a Christian. And we had a wonderful conversation. How the conversation started, I can't fully remember. But we shared things with each other. Probably never see the lady again. In fact, you know, I didn't pass on my address or my email or my YouTube channel or anything like that. I didn't. I thought, no, actually, I won't do. But it's good. And we encourage each other along the way. And I suppose that's being sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I'm not always sensitive to the Holy Spirit, but when it happens, it's good. It's good. You're moving in the Spirit's flow, encouraging one another along life's walk, as it were, with this particular lady. If you want to see the fruit of the Spirit lived out in your life and in this church, open yourself up to that life-giving, supporting stream. You know, let it empower you. Let it teach you. Let it guide you. Let it inspire you. Let it fill every part of your life from the tips of your toes. There you go. Sorry, it was the wrong way. Tips of your toes to the top of your head. Yeah? Really? The message this morning is all about being walking with God, with an emphasis on the Holy Spirit. Hopefully this morning we've learnt, been reminded how to metaphorically tie our laces and get ready for that walk, yeah? Or encourage us to keep on walking along that way. Let's just remind ourselves now of how we got there. Just a quick little summary. So first of all believers receive connection to God's Holy Spirit. So all of us have that connection, that seal of the Spirit with us. Obedience to God, amazing though it is, isn't it, that God, amazing though he is, lives within us. Obedience to God and his ways, how important is that? Yeah, got to get rid of those things that aren't so helpful. You know, God will stay with us, but yeah, let's get rid of those blockages, you know. Embrace a desire for God's power in your life, that essential desire, that putting yourself in the right place, say, move Lord. That's where the blessing is. Yeah, life isn't always easy, but that's where God will meet with you and goodness will happen. Goodness from God, godness, that's where good, the word good, comes from. Live a life of gracious, no compromise, be distinctive. You know, sometimes we go along with the world, we listen to the news, and I'm afraid a lot of it is twisted, you know? It doesn't say for no reason that in the Bible that, and I think it's the same today, that the whole world is under the sway of the evil one. Yes, we have a God who's in control, ultimately. But at this time, the world is tarnished. It's not how it should be. And the spirit of the air seeks to mix things up in wrong ways. We need to be distinctive. We need to be aware of that and not always go along with ideas and attitudes. Stick with the traditional views, I'd say. Always do it with grace and love and consideration. But I want to encourage you in the days ahead, you know? Stay true. Don't believe everything that people tell you. Not even me. You know, I mean, no, really. Trust God. Stay close to God. Trust the word of God. And walk in his ways. Keep sight of humility. That guard. You know, those who are walking. Oh, I'm walking right. Can often, there is a danger to become a bit proud. You know? To become super spiritual. Or think you are. Yeah, that is equally a danger. Keep sight of humility in how we interact with others graciously. And then continually be open for the infilling and leading of the Holy Spirit. More, Lord, keep filling me.
Don't get sick of that, right? You might have been a Christian for 80 years or so. Keep asking God to fill you. Yeah. Ask him again. If you haven't asked God to fill you and to move in your life for a while, do it. Do it again. Keep on doing it. We are on a journey. Things will always be amazing. Yeah. You won't like convert half the village or whatever, and your life is perfect again. Perhaps we live in a broken world, and part of us reflects that. Yeah, the flesh side is still there. God's doing a work of sanctification within us. But do you know what? The more that we keep desiring God, the more we keep looking towards him, that's where the blessing is, and that's where God wants us to be. And he's a good God. He knows what's good for us. So just an encouragement. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for how you move in our lives. We thank you for your word, which inspires us and guides us. We thank you for your love, which also inspires us and shows us the way. Lord, I pray that you would cement in our hearts and lives all the good thoughts that have been brought up today. And anything that's not helpful or useful, you would just let it flow by. But we thank you, Lord, that your word is good, and that your spirit moving our life is good, and that we can trust you when we want more of you, Lord, in the days ahead. So help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Amen. So Jesus be the centre. If you've got energy to stand and to sing with a bit of gusto would be good. If you haven't, you can sing quietly, that's fine as well. But a wonderful song. Jesus be the centre, be my source, be my light. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render no one evil for evil. strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted and honour all people, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And let us say the words of the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all evermore. Amen. Amen. I believe we have tea and coffee and good fellowship, as well as good music.